Good morning. It's 7:37. This is WAMC Regional News, and joining us is our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Hey, Alan, happy holidays.
And to you, Ian, and to everybody else, it's just a very marvelous thing to look around and see everybody contemplating a very special day.
Well, you know, yesterday, Alan, it was time for the NRA to go out in front and answer some questions on Meet the Press. Wayne LaPierre from the NRA sort of dug in, and maybe unexpectedly, following the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. What did you make of the NRA's stance this week?
Well, that's what they're paid to do. They're advocates. They want guns in this country, and they're going to do anything to keep guns in this country. And, you know, they come up with ideas like put cops in buildings. But, of course, we know somebody who has a gun can come in, and the first target will be a police officer. There's no two ways about it. It's really not a good thing that the NRA is refusing to compromise. I think what they think, Ian, is that the further this gets behind us, the less likely it is that the tragedy will force change. And I suspect that that's what's going on. And the name of the game for them is just to make sure that nothing happens fast.
Staying in Connecticut, where Ted Kennedy Jr. now lives, his brother Patrick Kennedy says Ted Kennedy Jr. would like to run for John Kerry's Senate seat if Kerry indeed goes to the State Department. Can a Kennedy take back a Senate seat in Massachusetts?
Well, I do think that the Kennedys have a magic allure and that they are the ones who are most likely to be able to win. We'll all have to study the younger Kennedy, who's in his 50s now, and see whether or not he's got the stuff. Scott Brown is extremely popular in Massachusetts. The president has now said that maybe out of some guilt for having appointed Kerry to his cabinet post. It may well be that they're going to do that. That they'll move Kennedy to Massachusetts. There is no problem, by the way, in doing that. We've seen that happen many, many times in American history. There's going to be a lot of polling going on to find out if he could win it.
RFK himself, actually, in that group, if we remember.
Yeah, that's right. Came to New York. They called him a carpetbagger. And it didn't bother New Yorkers a bit because he was such a superb candidate. This is not RFK. And, you know, every once in a while in American history, we have seen people object to wives taking over for husbands on a philosophical basis. It happens. But on the other hand, there are times that I have seen it not happen because people don't like the idea.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Alan, Merry Christmas to you and to all our listeners. Thanks for joining us.
And to you too, Ian.